The Fleischmann's Yeast Hour, presenting a variety entertainment directed by Rudy Vallee.
Hi-ho, everybody. This is Rudy Vallee and Company. Tonight's people in order of appearance...
Buck and Bubbles.
Vaudeville's best-known Negro comedy team, featured now with the Theatre Guild production, Porgy and Bess.
Burgess Meredith and Margot in a scene from Maxwell Anderson's play, Winter Set.
New York's newest dramatic stars in one of the season's few dramatic hits.
The Honorable William N. McNair, Mayor of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
You probably have read that his honor has been making stage appearances in Pittsburgh to raise money for one of his pet civic projects. He does his act here for us tonight.
Maud Morgan, harpist.
Dean of American Concert, harpist, who emerges from retirement to celebrate her 75th birthday with an appearance here.
Ella Logan, Mike Riley, Ed Farley, and the Onyx Club Orchestra.
In 5 minutes of super hot nightclub swing tunes, including Mike Riley's new 3 a.m. favorite, Round and Round. The summary then, Graham.
Ella Logan, Ed Farley, Mike Riley, and the Onyx Club Swing Band. Maud Morgan, Mayor William N. McNair of Pittsburgh, Buck and Bubbles from Porgy and Bess, Burgess Meredith and Margot from Winterset.
Our medley of songs from Roberta. They could doubt my love. Yet today my love has flown away. I am without my love. Now laughing friends deride, tears I cannot hide, so I smile and say, when a lovely flame dies, smoke gets in.
imagine finding a dream like you. You're lovely to look at. It's thrilling to hold you. Terribly tight. Oh, we're together, the moon.
Variety's foremost Negro comedy team, Buck and Bubbles. Not the least interesting angle in the huge popular and critical success of Gershwin's Porgy and Bess is the amazing performance of Bubbles in an important singing and dramatic role. As Sport and Life, the very black sheep of Catfish Row, Bubbles is the exact incarnation of the character as Jubose Heywood wrote it. As part of their act tonight, Buck and Bubbles will present a number from Porgy and Bess called It Ain't Necessarily So. As they are billed in the Theater Guild program, Ford Buck and John W. Bubbles.
Come on, Buck. Who push on the piano?
Man, I'm pushing on the piano.
No, you ain't. You're just leaning on it.
Don't tell me. I'm pushing on the piano.
Can't you see it's going to rain? We can't get this piano wet.
Well, you ain't worried about getting the piano wet. You're just scared of lightning.
That's under regular circumstances.
Well, the other day when that big storm come up, why the lightning flashed and you run in here.
Sure I hear.
Well, what you want to run down in that dark cellar and hide for?
I got to protect myself.
Boy, don't you know if lightning's going to hit you, it's going to hit you.
Well, if lightning's going to hit me, leave it look for me.
You don't know how fast the...
Don't explain it. If you want to get paid, you got to push on this piano.
Yeah, well, I ain't worried, because I can keep the wolf away from my door by playing the piano.
Now, that's if the wolf has got a good ear for music.
Well, listen to this.
Ooh, boy, that's good. I didn't know you could do that. Can you play Home Sweet Home?
Home Sweet Home, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Boy, that ain't Home Sweet Home.
Well, what is it?
That's the House of Reciprocity. Sometimes I'm happy, and sometimes I'm blue. Oh, blue, am I blue?
Boy, you ain't blue, you is black.
You ought not talk like that, good as I've been to you. You know, you got hurt last week. I had to take you to the hospital.
Well, that ain't
nothing. Got you down there. You was a disgrace. The man undressed you. The doctor looked you over. He said, boy, what? Take off them black tights.
Yeah, well, them wasn't no black tights.
What?
That was my underwear.
Well, what you doing wearing black underwear?
Well, you see, my best gal died. And when I moans all over. Yeah, well, what was you running up the street for this morning?
Oh, I just running to stop a fight.
Yeah, who was fighting?
Me and another fella.
Well, what you want to run for?
Is you crazy?
What?
You don't think my legs is going to stand around and see my body abused, does you?
Well, that man caught up to you, boy, and he hit you and knocked you down. And me and that fella stood up over you and fought like two dogs would over a bone. And you wouldn't get up and do anything.
Did you ever see two dogs fight over a bone?
Yeah.
Did you ever see the bone get up and do anything?
Well, what you want to fight with that fella for anyhow?
Listen, you know that I was playing cards last night, and I found it cheap. He stole all the aces just as slick and neat. He laid the cards on the table and says, "I wins, I know." I pulled out my razor and said, "It ain't necessarily so." It ain't necessarily so.
It ain't necessarily so.
The things that the preacher is liable to feature, it ain't necessarily so. Little David was small, but oh my.
Little bit of David was small, but oh my.
He fought big Goliath,
yeah,
who lay down and died. Yeah. Little David was small, but oh my.
Why do?
Them bamboo,
them bamboo.
Who la da wada?
Daddy wa.
Yeah. Oh, Jonah, he lived in the whale.
Oh, Jonah, he lived in the whale.
For he made his home in the fish's abdomen. Oh, Jonah, he lived in the whale. Little Moses was found in a stream.
Little Moses was found up in a stream.
He floated on water till old Pharaoh's daughter, she fished him, she says, from that stream. Why do? Them bamboo.
Them bamboo.
Hoodladdy wada.
Hoodladdy wada.
Daddy wada.
Daddy wada.
Yeah. It ain't necessarily so.
It ain't necessarily so.
They tell all the children the devil's a villain, but ain't necessarily so. To get into heaven, don't snap for a seven. Live clean, don't have no faults. Look at me, I fix the table whenever I'm able, but with a grain of salt. Methuselah lived 900 years.
Methuselah lived 900 years.
But who calls that living when no gal is given to no man what's 900 years? I'm preaching this sermon to show it ain't necessary, ain't necessary. So.
That's what he said.
The lovely melody of Darling. A girl, her mother, and the morning newspaper.
Now, my private mother, listen, says, girl wanted, about 18 years old. Experience unnecessary. Must have intelligence and attractive appearance. Splendid opportunity for right person. Well, that might be just the thing. Oh, but I wonder, attractive appearance. No, I'm afraid there's no use even trying.
Not while I have this awful skin trouble. It kept me out of the last job I tried for.
When an ambitious girl or a young fellow tries hard to get a job or promotion, it's too bad if skin trouble stand in the way. And it's especially unfortunate when such a condition has been neglected. During the adolescent years, the skin is easily irritated. So when harmful poisons from the digestive system get into the blood, they aggravate the skin condition so that it breaks out. You may lessen this result by ridding your blood of these irritating poisons. Do this by eating 3 cakes of Fleischmann's yeast each day. Then your skin has a chance to clear up and keep itself clear. And with your complexion improved, you may soon find yourself saying,
"Thank you. I'm sure I'll enjoy the work. When do you want me to start?"
Scarcely been a week or two at sea when we came to Panama Town. So I sought the shade of a divvy-divvy tree where I lay me daintily down. I had just assumed Araucania bowls when a cling-cling bird came along, who, disregarding my afternoon doze, proceeded to sing this song. Oh, beware, beware of the ladies fair in the countries across the sea, better follow the advice of the cling-cling bird on the top of the divvy-divvy tree. When about to get in a sweet one's net, make a graceful excuse and flee. Better follow the advice of the cling-cling bird on the top of the divvy-divvy tree. Or it may be fun to belong to someone, but it's wonderful to be free. Better follow the advice of the cling-cling bird.
Better follow the advice of the cling-cling bird.
On the top of the divvy-divvy tree,
on the top of the divvy-divvy tree.
Then we sailed and sailed for miles and miles till we came one day to the Cannibal Isles, where I soon enjoyed a great success with a very broad-minded cannibaless. We had dallied for a week or more when she said one evening in front of her door, "Won't you come inside and make coy?" Then I heard that bird say, "Listen, little boy."
Then I heard that a bird, old bird, say, "Listen, little boy."
Oh, beware, beware of the ladies fair in the countries across the sea. Better follow the advice of the cling-cling bird on the top of the divvy-divvy tree. If you don't take flight and get out of her sight, she'll be serving you up for tea. So I follow the advice of the cling-cling bird.
Yes, we follow the advice of the cling-cling bird.
On the top of the divvy-divvy tree, on the top of the divvy-divvy tree. For a number of years, this program was the only one regularly to bring you stage and screen stars in plays by the finest dramatists. Nowadays, Broadway and Hollywood names are commonplace in the air. And so, to stay out ahead of the crowd, it has become our task to bring you the new stars and to bring them to you first. Tonight, for example, we present Burgess Meredith with a lovely young lady known as Margaret in a scene from Maxwell Anderson's new play, Winter Sex. Critics are agreed that young Meredith, only a few years out of Amherst, stands on the threshold of an outstanding career in the theater. Those who have seen Winterset know that with good fortune, there are no limits to the greatness he can achieve. Personally, I envy him. Margot, still younger than her companion player in Winterset, has already commanded considerable attention in the Hex MacArthur picture, Crime Without Passion. Burgess Meredith and Margot in Winterset. A tragic melodrama in verse by Maxwell Anderson.
Place a city flung beneath a city bridge, rooted deep in broad, cold, solid stone.
Reaching up and up through the river mists, the massive bridgehead thrust a giant span of steel into the winter's night. While beneath, all about us, the dwellings of poverty huddle against the dark. Here in an open space at the foot of the towering bridgehead are the people of our play, a man and a woman, or rather, a boy and a girl. But these two are very young. A boy.
I am Bartolomeo Romagna. My father was murdered by the state in a chair while wired for Thunderbolt many years ago. This thing that happened to me didn't happen to you, gentle listener. You have a name in whatever place you can take. For my heritage, they left me one thing only, and that's to be my father's voice crying up out of the earth in a quicklime where they struck him. It won't let me alone. I tried to live and forget it, but I was birthmarked with hot irons into the entrails. I gotta find out who did it and make them see it until it scalds their eyes. And make them admit it till their tongues are blistered, and then how black they lie.
And the girl.
I am Miriam Nielsen. I lived beneath this bridge and the tenement of my father in the cross, my brother. No, you look no movement to me.
And now these two are met for the first time on a winter's night under the bridge, huddled against the whistling keen of the wind in the shelter of a watchman's hut. Neil speaks to Mirianne.
I'm not your kind. There's too much black whirling inside me for any girl to know. So go on in. You're somebody's angel child, and they're waiting for you.
Yes, I'll go.
And tell them when you get inside where it's warm and you love each other, and mother comes to kiss her, darling. Tell them to hang on to it while they can. Believe while they can it's a warm, safe world. If they ever want the truth, tell them that nothing's guaranteed in this climate except that it's cold in winter. And on this earth, except you die sometimes.
I have no mother. And my people are Jews.
Well, then you know something about it.
Yes.
You have enough to eat?
Not always.
What do you believe in?
Nothing.
Why?
How can one?
It's easy. If you're a fool, you see the words in books. Your honor, it says there. Chivalry, freedom, heroism, enduring love. And these are words on paper. Something to have them there, you get them nowhere else.
What hurts you?
Just that, you get them nowhere else.
But why should you want them?
Well, I'm alone, that's why. You see those lights along the river cutting across the rain? Well, those are the hearts of Brooklyn. And up this way, the love nets of Manhattan. They turn their points like knives against me. Outcast of the world, snake in the street. No, I don't want a handout. I sleep and eat.
You want me to go with you?
Where?
Where you go?
Why, you little fool. What made you say that?
I don't know.
If you have a home, stay in it. I ask for nothing. I school myself to ask for nothing. I take what I get and get along. If I sell for you, that's my look, I see. Yeah, I'll start the town.
Where you go, I'd go.
What do you know about loving? How could you know? Did you ever loved a man?
No. But I know. Tell me your name.
Neo. What's yours?
Mirianne.
There's no such name.
But there's no such name as Neo. M-I-O.
Oh, yeah.
That's no name.
But Bartolomeo.
My mother's name is Miriam. But they called me Mirianne.
Oh, meaning little Miriam? Well, now little Mirianne will go in. You pick up quietly where she dropped them all her small housewifely cares. You know, when I first saw you not a half hour ago, I heard myself saying, this is the face that launches ships. If I owned a dream, half a dream, you'd share it. But I have no dream. The earth came tumbling down from chaos, rock and fire, and bred up worms. Blind worms that sting each other here in the dark. These blind worms of the earth took out my father and killed him. Set a sign on me, the heir of the ship. And he was a man that his men might be as gods. And they killed him. They'll kill all others like him till the sun cools down to the stable of molecules. Yeah. Till men spin their tent worm webs to the stars. And what they think is done, even in the thinking. And they are the gods and immortals. And constellations turn for them all like mill wheels. Still as they are, they will be. Worms and flies. Enduring love, oh God, worms, what mockery. Yes, but I got blood enough in my veins. It goes like music, singing because you're here. My body turns as if you were the sun and warm. Which men call love in happier times. Before the Freudians taught us to blame it on the glands. Go in now before you breathe too much of my atmosphere and catch death for me.
I will take my hands and lead them to a little house. And there you will keep a dream.
God knows I could use a dream. You in a house.
You're laughing at me, Mio.
No, the worms are laughing. I tell you that there's death about me, and you're a child. And I'm alone and half mad with hate and longing. I'll let you love me. And I'll love you in return, and then God knows what.
Something most unpleasant?
Love in a box, star. Love among the children. I've seen too much of it. Where are we to live? In the same house that you build with your two hands mystically out of air?
No roof, no mortgage. Well, I shall marry a baker out in Texas. Give hot bread in the morning. Oh, yes. In all these unwanted places and wastelands that roll up into the darkness out of sun and into sun out of dark, there should be one empty for you and me.
Nope.
Then go now and leave me. I'm only a girl you saw in the tenement, and there's been nothing since.
Mariami.
Yes?
Oh, girl. The transfiguration on the mount was nothing to your face. It light from within. A white chalice holding fire of flower and flame. This is your face.
And you shall drink the flame and never let me. And around your head the aureole shall burn that burns there now. Forever. This I can give you. And so forever the Freudians are wrong.
They're well forgotten at any rate.
Why did you speak to me when you first saw me?
I knew then.
And I came back to think. I must see you again. We danced together and my heart hurt me. Never, never, never though they should bind me down and tear out my eyes. Would I ever hurt you now? Oh, Mio, take me with you. And let them look for us, whoever there is to look. But we'll be away.
When I was 4 years old, we climbed through an iron gate, my mother and I, to see my father in prison. He stood in a death cell and he put his hand through the bars and he said, "My Mio, I have only this to leave you, that I love you and I'll love you after I die. Love me then, Mio, when this hard thing comes on you, that you must live a man despised for your father." And that night, the guard, walking in floodlights, brighter than high noon, led him between them with his trousers slipped and a shaven head for the castle. This sleet and rain that I feel cold here on my face and hands will find him under 15 years of clay in prison. Lie still and rest, my father. I have not forgotten. When I forget, may I lie blind with you. No, Mariami, I have no house, no home, no love of life, no fear of death. I care for what I eat or who I live with. You love somewhere else, get your children some other image more acceptable to the state.
He would have forgiven.
He?
Your father.
Well, you may think it strange. I never remember death.
How can I help you?
You have.
No. I were only a little older. If I knew the things to say, but I can only put out my hands and give you back the faith you bring to me by being what you are. Just me. You're all hope and beauty and brightness thrown across this black and new.
You are forgiven. I want to say. I groped long enough through the Everglades of old revenges. Here the road ends. Miriam, the iron I walked along, it's eaten through and fallen from me. I came here seeking light in darkness, running from the dawn. And I stumbled on a morning.
Shall we go now? Together?
Now, all you silent powers that make the sleet and rain never yet have spoken, give us a sign. Let the thrall be ours this once, on this longest night, when the winter sets his foot on a threshold leading up to spring, and enters with remembered cold. Let fall some mercy with the rain. We are two lovers here in your night, and we wish to live and love.
And that's my prayer. To come.
This is the Fleischman G-Star going into Act Two. You have heard Buck and Bubbles and Burgess Meredith with Margot in Winterset. You will hear Maud Morgan, Ella Logan and the Onyx Club Band, and His Honor, the Mayor of Pittsburgh, William N. McNair. When his city council refused to grant funds to combat industrial concerns, which the mayor alleges are polluting Pittsburgh's water supply with waste products, His Honor determined to raise the money himself by turning actor. He signed up as Master of Ceremonies with the Vaudeville Bill at the Alvin Theater in Pittsburgh and did four shows daily all last week, just as we're going to do in Pittsburgh this coming week. We thought you'd like to meet this decidedly unconventional gentleman, so we persuaded him to do one more show here. Meet the mayor, William N. McNair of Pittsburgh. Your Honor, suppose you tell us a little more about how you happened to go on the stage.
Certainly, Mr. Valley. Back home in Pittsburgh, we get our water supply from the Allegheny River. And the Allegheny River, in turn, is fed by streams coming down from the north through Cook Forest. Well, a lot of tanneries up there started dumping their waste tannic acid into the stream. The tannic acid got together with the drainage from abandoned coal mines further down and formed iron tannate, or plain, ordinary ink. So that's pretty bad.
I should imagine it would have been.
Well, I wanted to start lawsuits in the northern counties against the tanners, but my city council wouldn't give me the money to do it.
And why not?
They're against me, Mr. Valley. A politician would rather drink ink any day than give another politician what he wants.
Oh, I see. So you went on the stage to get the money.
I did, and I got the money. Then they wouldn't let me use it. So I framed my salary check and hung it in my office over the water cooler.
What did you do on the stage?
Oh, just about what you do here, Mr. Valley, except I was funnier. You know, I was master of ceremonies for the show. I told a few jokes of my own and played the fiddle a bit.
What sort of jokes, Mr. McNair?
Old jokes, Mr. Valley, very old jokes.
Well, you should feel right at home here, then. Suppose you go ahead and tell us the old jokes.
Whatever you say, Mr. Valley. Most of my stories are about lawyers or politicians, since I'm a lawyer and a politician myself. For instance, there's one about a Democrat. There's an old farmer out our way that takes his politics serious, and he had a butchering one day. Well, the next morning he went out and looked at his day's work hanging on the line. He said to his wife, he said, "Mary, that a half a hog got away in the night and was stole by a Democrat." Mary says, "Now, John, why do you say it was stole by a Democrat?" "Well, I've been a Republican. He's taken the whole hog." That's what I got in the best hand on. I got another one about a lawyer, though.
Let's hear that one.
Now, this is a little Pennsylvania Dutch in it. You know, in my state, we got so many ideas that we have two languages to express them. We can't do it with one of them. Now, there was a lawyer back in the Pennsylvania Dutch country whose name was Strain. And he said to his executor, you know what an executor is, don't you? Yeah, well, he collects all you got and turns it over to the government after you're dead. And he said, "Now, don't put my name on the tombstone. You just say, here lies a lawyer and an honest man. The one that walks through the graveyard does say that's Strange. You understand, Strange was his name." He said, "Well, now, I'll tell you what happened. The first fellow went through the graveyard was a Pennsylvania Dutchman. He looked at this thing. He says, it's Hotkainoma. Sure, they said it has no name, but read what it says." So he read it over. Then he says, "For was hot the shwe man in a grab you doing?" That means, "Why did they bury two men in one grave?" You didn't work out it.
Mr. McNair, you mentioned that you play the violin.
Mr. Valley, I'm probably the worst fiddle player in the state of Pennsylvania, but I do play the fiddle.
Well, have one of our fiddles. Here they are. Bow and fiddle bow. Go to it.
Well, this is dedicated to my pals on the city council.
I think that was a bum fiddle.
James had been butler to Mr. B for 50 years come August 3. And he still remembers the night of his master's tragedy. Master's best friend was a Mr. J. James didn't like him from the first day. He knew his type and the game they played. That night James laid dinner as usual for two, and the air felt as heavy as lead. The master came down, there were tears in his eyes, and he tried hard to smile as he said, "Dinner for one, please, James. Madam will not be dining. Yes, you may bring the wine in. Love plays such funny games. Dinner for one, please, James. Close Madam's room, we've parted. Please don't look so downhearted. Love plays such funny games. These my best friend told her of another. I had no chance to deny. You know there has never been another. Someday she'll find out the lie. Maybe she's not to blame. Leave me with silent hours. No, don't move her favorite flowers. Dinner for one, please, James." Maybe she's not to blame. Leave me with silent hours. No, don't move her favorite flowers. Dinner for one, please, James.
The cold fact, from one young man to another.
So that's why you've been such a hermit, never coming to any of our doings. Well, why don't you do something about it instead of moping around the house? Sure, there's something. Remember me last year? My face was an awful mess. But boy, I didn't stay that way. Sure, I'll tell you. And it's certainly worth trying.
It's a thrill when you finally discover something that's a real help. And young people everywhere are learning the facts about this condition. During the years between 13 and 25... your body is completing its development, and the entire system shows the effect of these changes. Your skin is oversensitive, and when poisons from the digestive system accumulate in the blood, the skin is more apt to break out. Now, one of the best ways to rid your blood of these poisons is to eat Fleischmann's yeast. One cake, a half hour before each meal. Then, when the poisons are gone, your skin will improve and become smooth and good-looking. Try it. Start this easy Fleischmann's yeast treatment tomorrow.
Another interesting personality, an entirely charming lady who tomorrow celebrates her 75th birthday. Her name is Maud Morgan. Many of our older listeners will recall that name. Miss Morgan was the first American concert artist to win the honor of a command performance in England. That was in 1884, and Queen Victoria was her sponsor. Tomorrow, most of the country's leading harpists, and many other famous musicians as well, are attending a birthday dinner in Miss Morgan's honor. May we link your good wishes to theirs as we introduce her now, Miss Maud Morgan. Miss Morgan, how long have you been a harpist?
Why, almost as long as I can remember, Ode. Since I was a very little girl, and I played in public for 64 years.
Well, when you were a little girl, did you want to be a harpist?
Yes, I did. But I wanted to sing in opera. I could have, too, but my mother did not wish it.
Well, I think perhaps mother was right. Mothers usually are.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Morgan plays Autumn by John Thomas.
On Saturday night, when my work is through, I always call for Marie. Then we hop on a bicycle built for two and go swimming down to the sea. After one or two whirls to the German band, we go strolling under the moon. Till we find a nice spot on the silvery sand, then Jesus, are we spoon? You ought to see little me and Marie by the old seaside. By the ocean we set, and we pet till we get swept out by the tide. You may have been to Paris and kept both of your eyes open wide, but you ought to see me and Marie by the old seaside.
If you want to see a thing of beauty, you can see a spoon with a little beauty by the old seaside. For when once they get the proper session, they begin a petting and go on a petting till they end by getting such an awful wetting from the tide. First they talk about that and this a bit, then they walk about and hug and kiss a bit, till they finally find a spot where they can hide. Then, until the throwing of the chickens, he and his Marie proceed to raise the dickens by the old seaside.
Next, 5 minutes of complete insanity with the Onyx Club Orchestra and Ella Logan. When the history of New York nightlife in the 1930s is written, heaven forbid, the winter of 1935 should be set down as the New Orleans ride period or the cycle of swing or perhaps the jam and jitters epoch. The popularity of what is called swing or jam orchestra in the night spots and swing records in the parlors is at a new high right now. The chief characteristic of a swing band is the ability to take any tune at all and turn it into smoking jazz full of licks, breaks, bounce, and gentle pandemonium. Louis Armstrong began it all a good many years ago. You've heard many of his successes here, notably Louis Prima. Tonight we bring you the late crowd's newest idol, a former Connecticut Yankee, Mike Insomnia Riley, Ed Roughhouse Farley, and Ella Scotty Logan. They will render a variegated exercise in swingology, which includes two folk songs by Miss Logan and the celebrated Riley Farley Round and Round number. It's educational, my friends, educational. And the band goes to town. Farley and his trumpet.
Yeah. Hot by the hot. Yeah.
Mike Riley and his trombone. And Ella Logan, the Scotch bonfire, swinging an old English madrigal.
What can the matter be? Dear, dear, what can the matter be? Oh, dear, what can the matter be? Johnny's so long at the fair. Now he promised to buy me a bunch of blue ribbons. He promised to buy me a bunch of blue ribbons. He promised to buy me a bunch of blue ribbons to tie up my bonny brown hair. And it's, oh, what can the matter be? Oh, what can the matter be?
Hey, Ella, didn't Johnny ever return from the fair?
Oh, no, he didn't, Mike.
And didn't he buy you that blue ribbon to tie up your bonny brown hair?
Oh, no, he didn't, Mike.
Well, why?
Because the bonny brown time he was a gun.
Oh,
and it's so dear. What can the matter be, dear, 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 dear? What can the matter be? La, 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 la.
Flash. Mike is supposed to be playing here.
I'm sorry, Eddie.
Am I supposed to be in here?
Sure, right now, Mike.
Oh, right now.
Play it right now.
Ho, ha, ho. Mike, wait a minute.
Yeah. On the trombone.
Well, Eddie, I can't play it on a trombone.
Why?
Well, I have a dent in the slide.
Yeah.
And I'll have to play it on this three-valve saxophone.
Well, listen, Mike, before you play it on the horn, why don't you give the folks an idea just how it works?
Fine, Eddie, fine. I'll explain right now.
Go ahead.
Now I blow through here. The music goes down and around, and it comes up here.
What happens now, Mike?
Then I push the first valve down.
Yeah.
The music goes down and around, and it comes up here.
What do you do now?
Then I push the middle valve down.
Yeah.
The music goes down around below, below, below. Dee ho ho ho, listen to the kids come out.
And how?
Then I push the other valve down. The music goes down and around, da da ho ho ho, and it comes out here.
Where?
Here.
Well, where?
I blow through here.
Yeah.
The music goes down and around. Ta da ho ho. Da ho ho. And it comes out here.
Mike, why don't you sing just one more chorus?
Listen, Eddie, I got a better idea.
What?
Suppose I explain to the audience listening in, and the audience here at the studio. Suppose I explain how it works and have everybody join us in a chorus. What
fine.
Do you think?
All right.
Now, look, ladies and gentlemen, here's how we start. You thought, I blow through here, which is the mouthpiece, and it goes down and around. But the real intricate part is the middle part. You push the middle valve down, the music goes down around, below, 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 that's three belows, and you say, tee ho ho ho, listen to the jazz come out, woo woo!
Yeah, that woo woo is very
yeah,
important.
Get that woo woo in, or you'll spoil the thing. Get it?
All right, ready?
We're out. You blow through here, come out. Ready? Right now. Okay.
I blow through here. The music goes down and around, da 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 da, and it comes out here. A two, a three, a four. I push the earth valve down.
That's it.
The music goes down and around, da 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 da, and it comes out here. A two, a three, a four. I push the middle valve down.
Three below.
The music goes down around, below, below. Hello, hello, listen to the jazz, come on,
woo, woo,
I push the other valve down,
come on,
the music goes down and around, da, 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 and it comes out here,
oh, it comes out here,
jingle bells, jingle all the day. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the day. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the day. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells all the day. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells.
Sometimes parents just don't understand. For example, a 17-year-old girl didn't want to go to a party. Her father simply couldn't see her point of view. We will listen to what he said and then ask Dr. R.E. Lee for his comment. Introducing a rather typical, hard-working father.
Oh, shaw, Helen, that's no reason. The young fellow's got an extension. He won't notice a little thing like a broken-out skin. Oh, forget about it. Go on to the party. Have a good time.
Dr. Lee, do you think this father is doing the right thing?
Well, Mr. McNamee, this father is forgetting that his daughter is at a very sensitive age when extreme importance is put on one's personal appearance. Skin troubles are noticed. They can't be forgotten. It would be better if this father could explain to his daughter something about the cause of her trouble and what to do for it. At her age, when every young person passes through adolescence, the skin becomes extra sensitive. And when there are added irritants from the digestive tract in the blood, the skin is more likely to break out. A good way to clear the blood of these irritating poisons is to eat a simple food, Fleischmann's yeast, 3 cakes every day. This treatment may require from a week to a month or more, depending on the case. But as the poison leaves the blood, the skin should improve, become smooth, clear, and attractive.
Fleischman Hour will bring you the Don Cossack, Harry Jacobs Bond, George Beatty comedian, and Oyen Juren, the famous Uruguayan concert guitarist, and heading what should be one of our finest bills, Brian Ahern from Hollywood. Tonight after this broadcast, the Yankees, I, and all our company, with Mayor McHern, are going to, McNair, I should say, are going to Pittsburgh to play the Stanley Theater there for 6 days. So we'll be looking forward to seeing you Pittsburghers. And perhaps we can drag the mayor out for a little speech during one of our shows. This is Rudy Valley bidding you all good night.
Heard on this program, Clean, Clean Bird and me and Marie from Jubilee. This is the National Broadcasting Company.